We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Exactly what they're talking about, and he's secretly planning how to scare him.
I was talking to him yesterday about how there's been a hiatus on the scaring, that's been a thing. That's been going down. There hasn't been any scaring of Joe Rose going on lately. That Leroy's been, I don't know if he's doing the thing we're doing with Amber, where we're gonna bide our time a little bit and put breaks between when we screw with the headlines or whatnot.
Yeah, because they're on to us.
But I definitely haven't heard Leroy scaring people in general. I don't know what the deal's been.
I'm recuperating, dude. I'm hurting.
I'm just talking about in general. I'm not talking about today. Like, you haven't. I don't feel like you busted out the scare really since we've been back from Radio Row.
The other thing is that now those guys look over here. Mm-hmm. So whenever they don't see me, right? They walk out of the thing looking, you know, so they're very careful.
Yeah, but you've gone to other extremes. Like, you've gone to the part of the hallway and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, I could get them. I just haven't really been thinking about it. The best one was when they were in that other studio and they had all those boxes.
Yeah.
And they came in and I was hiding behind the boxes on the ground. Oh, he about died then.
So, yeah, man, it's a Friday show. It's going to be a little bit of a slow time in sports as we are going into All-Star Weekend.
Is it a slow time in sports?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, yeah, no. Man, there's no actual baseball. It's exhibition basketball, and
you got the XFL, bro.
I don't know. I know I said last week everybody was buzzing about it. Maybe I'll peek in on. I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Just listen at 8:20. I got your action for all this weekend covered. We got, you think you're lacking for action.
We got the Magnificent Seven, which is coming up. But yeah, I mean, yesterday in local sports, I mean, the Panthers, they decide to walk out on the ice and take a giant poop right on the rink. Sergei Bobrovsky was benched after a period. 3 goals on 9 shots.
Jeez.
Sam Montembeau came in. He gave up a couple more.
That's a Hall of Fame batting average right there.
Yeah, Quinville loves benching Bobrovsky. He loves two things, grooming his mustache and benching Bobrovsky. Those are his favorite things.
I mean, if you wasn't doing interviews with him, you'd be calling him a bum too. So stop.
Nah, I won't. I won't
said
stop.
Because you.
He was getting cut. It was a national TV game too, so he was getting his comeuppance on national television. So, another big loss. Not a great week when you're in when you lose to the team that you're right in a playoff battle with, and you lose to them twice. Not great. Not great for the Panthers. I saw that the Levitard show was out there. They let him onto the ice den. I think that appreciate you boys bringing out the show and all that. And that's really great to up the atmosphere, but. I gotta say you're banned now. I don't know what else there is to say.
Who you banning?
The Levitard show. They're not allowed to bring out the Panthers on the ice. That's bad luck. You have a performance like that in your first Panthers den unveiling.
Gotta tell you,
gone.
When we were there,
lit it up. Just saying, Panthers. You know, maybe this Levitard show has a little bit more prestige, but we got the better mojo on this show when it comes to Panthers night. 6-2, Jesus!
It was 6-1 when we were there, but the other side. But it was Ottawa. Yep. Ottawa's like one of the worst teams in the league.
Whatever.
No, they're not.
Detroit's worse. Yeah.
So yeah, Panthers.
Let me guess. 5 points out.
I don't think it's that critical yet. I don't think we're at the 5-point level, and I think we're more like in a 2-3 range. But it's not great. Like, man, hey, come on. The bigger point is you should be in this period, like. First of all, these home games are slipping away left and right. They're 2 points back in the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, they got time.
So you've had Toronto. Toronto's kind of been like floating around as well. And then in the wild card, I would imagine they're way back. They're 4 points back in the wild card after losing to Philly twice. And then, of course, Team Petty Columbus is looking down at the Panthers and laughing because Bobrovsky's benched after a period, and they're sitting here fat and sassy going to the playoffs.
So – but here, you know more about this than I do.
Yeah.
Is it the goalie or the defense in front of the goalie?
Look, I'm obviously biased.
Of course, we know that.
The second goal was awful by Bobrovsky. Mm-hmm. The first couple, I thought that the defense was trash, and they had a rebound that they should clear out, and they didn't. But Bobrovsky has been given – they might as well call Bobrovsky double-double because he's been giving up rebounds left and right. Like, he goes out there and, you know, he's not covering up on the puck. The puck ends up everywhere, and he doesn't seem to have awareness of where the puck is. Like, that's been a big that's been a big thing, is, like, he'll make the initial save. It'll be a big rebound, and then it's usually off into an area where he thinks he has it, and then you have half the goal that's damn open. But it would be nice –
if he has some coverage in front of him.
Somebody every now and then would get the damn puck out of there. But it never happens.
So, basically what you're saying is, it's like the offensive rebound thing. It just hurts you. Kills you.
Kills you.
But you're blaming it on everybody else.
I'm not blaming it on everybody else. Yeah, Bobrovsky's got to be better. But he knows, like, that, you know, that's always been a thing with him where I have respected in this bad year. He hasn't hid that it's been a bad year. He's owned it. Now he's been owning it while getting fat checks and having a beautiful house on the on the water.
Speaking of owning it, did you watch this Astros debacle? Oh my goodness.
Let's get to headlines. Robbie can just say how terrible it was. Best was the owner.
Did they even try?
Oh, this is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So, yeah, Jim Crane, the owner,
this is a gem.
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so he says that, but then can you get me the part where he's asked about, hey, man, did you just say it didn't impact the game? And this was Jim Crane.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
All right, Jim.
Usually, you give it a couple of days before you...
Oh, yeah, you let it marinate a little bit. It was about, I believe the count
three
on it, I think
minutes.
The count on it was 55 seconds.
55 seconds.
55 seconds.
First... question.
It's a hard box by passing.
Yeah.
You've been
hard box. Well,
you know what my favorite part about it has been, though? I love the descent upon all of the baseball media right down here in South Florida. I count it because it's in West Palm. I just love that they this is like their Christmas. They get to go defend the sanctity of the game, and they are roasting and toasting the Astros left and right, grilling hard. Like, yesterday I was watching the poor new general manager, and they're like, well, are you keeping the hitting coach? Was he part of it? And the guy's just like, are you guys actively asking me to fire people, like, right here in the press conference? They're like, tell us. Right. Fire them all.
I would say, like, I mean, when you have a report showing everything that you did, you probably got to fess up at some point.
Nope.
And just... like, going from there. Like, that is, you know, you paid a fine. Everybody got fired.
Who's done the best apologies in sports? Like, because normally,
hey,
there's no pleasing.
They didn't just, nobody ever said, we cheated. Nobody's ever said that. And you know what it reminded me of? Some of the steroid talk.
With who?
All of them. Because they always said, hey, I've done something, but never, like, fessed up to it until later on when A-Rod, and he really didn't do it. That's why everybody hated him. He admitted, but didn't really admit it. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't all in.
Well, at one point he didn't admit it. He was straight up
denying
it. Right,
I'm talking about at the end.
Yeah.
But, right. I mean, like, yeah, this is exactly what it sounds like. And to a certain extent, we should all understand, nobody wants to admit to doing dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to admit to it. But when you're caught and you've been penalized for it, right, at some point you got to humble it down a little bit and say, look, you know, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. Let's move forward, okay? But if you never do that, the questions are going to continue and nobody's going to be able to move forward.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, so apparently, to continue the story, an LA TV station put on the graphic of Jose Altuve, put Astros cheater on the graphic.
That's a fair description.
Somebody say, I'm outraged. Where the hell is Brian McCann to apologize?
He retired.
He just has to answer questions.
He was on that team, and then he knew that the heat was coming, so he decided, I'm going to hang it up.
But I'm saying, the protector of baseball, why didn't he say none?
Convenient.
Yeah,
Very convenient.
See?
Just like Justin Verlander. Verlander was Mr. Anti-Cheat. He'd be like, oh, I hate cheating. And then all of a sudden, well.
You know what? I have a rule. I don't ever go all in as far as what you would and wouldn't do because you've never been in those situations. You like to think that, you know, there's certain things you would and wouldn't do, right? But, I mean, there's a lot of these guys look like frauds now.
You want to hear what Justin Verlander said? He said he wanted to do more to stop it. You wish he did more.
Yeah, I mean, it's been difficult showing up in 2017. And, you know, once I spent some time there, understood what was happening, I wish I had said more. You know, looking back, I can't go back. I can't reverse my decision. Like I said, I wish I had said more, and I didn't. And for that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well. You're apologizing now. I mean, were you apologizing when they gave you that fat-ass ring?
My friend.
Damage is done, my friend Justin.
Hey, you have a hard time, like, yeah. They know, and here's the other thing. If they're not going to take the ring, what's the point in all this?
Shame?
I don't care about shame. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we have all these, like, unless it's a Reggie Bush situation, right? We see this in college sports. We see it all the time. Unless you're going to take the ultimate prize away, what have you really done? Because I tell you right now, Derek Jeter.
Yep.
Would he pay $5 million for a championship?
No. What do you mean $5 million for a
championship? For a World Series?
No.
He wouldn't.
He has five.
No. I'm saying for this team.
Oh. I don't understand.
For the Marlins.
Would he pay $5 million for a championship?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. That was the penalty for the Astros.
Oh no, I don't think he would.
You don't think he would?
No.
Okay.
He's like baseball again, Jesus.
We would like to think that, but Brian McCann's was the protector of baseball.
Yeah, but Brian McCann's a huge fraud.
He was a protector of baseball.
He is a fraud.
Again, look, I'm not accusing.
Don't compare Brian McCann to Derek Jeter.
I'm not. That's not my point. I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying. Unless the only deterrent that you have in that situation for a billionaire, right, is take championship away. Because if you ask most of these, let me ask you a question. Jerry Jones, $5 million to finally get another Super Bowl?
Yeah, he'd probably do it, but he's Jerry Jones.
Oh, again.
Like, he's not Derek Jeter.
Again, it's more people than you think.
But I'm telling you, I really do think that out of this, like, the biggest punishment is the shame of it. It's not really taking away the championship because the championship already happened.
Nope.
Really?
That'll die down.
I don't think
so.
I'm not,
what they did was wrong.
Don't most people throw at the Patriots that they're cheaters?
And do they care?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, I think they do.
You're so damn naive.
I think Bostonians really, if you were to tell Patriots and Patriots fans that you, I think it actually drives them nuts because they think none of their championships are on the level.
You think they think that none of their championships are on the level?
Yeah.
No.
They know.
No, they holding up fingers.
Remember when you had Teddy Bruschi up there and Teddy Bruschi was out there and he was just like, Tom had said he did not cheat. But it's like we knew Teddy Bruschi.
Really?
Yeah.
You're naive. You're so naive.
Nope.
Naive.
He was pissed after this latest cheating scandal.
Yeah, because he's been defending left and right, and they're still cheating.
Why?
Who thought this was a good idea? All right, they've denied it, and Bill said that he has nothing to do with Kraft Productions. And I know Kraft Productions, and they're a separate part of the building, but however, Patriots. Kraft Production is under the umbrella, which is the New England Patriots, so it looks bad. With everything good that's going on with the organization this year in terms of the celebration of the NFL 100, talking about Bill Belichick as one of the best coaches of all time, him and Saban this week talking about their philosophies, yes, and why they're such great coaches, and then you get this. And all it does is open up that wound, see? And open up that scab,
that's
so
Mr.
everybody
Patriot.
Can just say they're cheaters once again.
See?
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about the poster child for the Patriots.
Again, what's the deterrent?
What do you mean, what is the deterrent? I don't understand. What keeps people from doing it?
Because you're talking about the deterrent as being shame.
Yeah.
Then why does everybody keep doing it? Because they don't care about the shame.
Well, what do you?
It'll die down.
Okay, so what do you think?
And you're going to have a ring.
So you think stripping championships is going to be the deterrent?
I don't know. But I'm saying is that one of the reasons why that owner for the Astros and all these don't show contrition is because they don't lose anything.
Dude, there's a lot of crime in the world. People still commit crimes. No, like you throw a lot of people in jail and you still execute people. People still get murdered.
No.
I was my homie.
Hey, man.
No, we're not talking about stuff like that. We're talking about sports. Right?
But my point stands, though. I think you could strip championships and you could take away records. You could do all that stuff. I still think until the end of time, people are going to cheat at sports.
Right. You know why? Because they don't care.
Because people are dishonest.
Okay. Like, what I'm saying is like, that owner, to me, like, after it was done, he's like, whew, glad that's over.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Like, again, but the only thing, like, that would deter that, right? Maybe. Because the fine, again, $5 million, the draft picks may hurt him.
The draft picks are worse than the fines, honestly. If you're talking about a baseball organization, you're losing multiple high draft picks, that's way worse.
Yeah, they'll trade for prospects.
Nah, probably not, man.
I mean, I don't know what the solution is, but I'm telling you, what they did, giving a billionaire a $5 million fine, is not a deterrent. I don't know what you do, but that's not a deterrent.
So you think they're still going to cheat this year?
I don't know necessarily if they're going to cheat, but it's not going to stop other teams from doing baseball. Look, say what you want about baseball. Baseball, that's what baseball does.
Maybe they know that everyone's onto it, like, kind of like Amber is onto us, so we have to like buy time, let it rest for a little bit, and then maybe after a few time passes, the Astros could go back to their cheating ways.
Probably. People cheat. That's what goes down.
Give
it like a 3 or 4 month buffer period.
All right, if you guys missed it yesterday on ESPN, Zach Lowe, he wrote some what I like to refer to as heat erotica. He had a feature on Bam Adebayo. I mean, my God, it was mwah. Delicious, Leroy.
They got to see All-Star Break because that was a lot of rat poison in there.
It was all, was it rat poison? Delicious, delicious rat poison. We'll be back after this.
15 minutes.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat here with you on the ticket. It is the All-Star break. It is going to be a busy All-Star weekend for the Heat fan, as you have Kendrick Nunn in the Rising Stars game tonight. Tyler Hero is not going to participate, but I think Ira told us yesterday that he is going to be in Chicago getting to experience everything, so that's good for Baby Goat. The Baby Goats will be there in attendance.
Yeah, it's like not too far from his hometown in Wisconsin. It's like 88 miles.
Yep, he's going to get to go bask in that a little bit, as is pretty awesome. Tomorrow night, you got a packed night because you have Bam Adebayo, who's going to be in the skills competition. Then you have Duncan Robinson in the three-point shootout. And then, of course, you have Derek Jones Jr. in the dunk contest. Big swing in this, Leroy. We found out that Dwayne Wade is going to be one of the judges.
For what, the dunk contest?
Yep. So it turns out we got ourselves an inroad for old Derek Jones Jr.
Why is D-Wade going to be? Like, usually they have, like, the big-time dunkers.
I think they probably will. But he's retired now. He gets to do it. D-Wade's got some great dunks.
No. You know. Stop.
What?
That's not a knock on D-Wade. What were you
thinking? It was a little knocky.
Look, when they say, who's judging the dunk contest? It's usually like Dr. J, guys who, like, I'm not saying D-Wade Dominique, right. You know what the hell I'm saying. Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing what?
You know what.
Nah.
You know what. And then, got the sniffles and you just all
You got more than the sniffles, my friend.
No, I don't.
Now, the damage is done, my friend. No, you got yourself a full-blown cold.
The damage is done, my friend.
I'm telling you.
Huh?
I'm telling you.
I feel better today than yesterday, even though I sound worse.
I haven't seen you this sick since Vegas. I haven't seen you this sick since Vegas.
I'm telling you.
It's not helping your pitch on not getting sent to Vegas for the NFL draft.
So if you guys, this got released like right at the end of our show yesterday, but Zach Lowe, tremendous writer for ESPN.com, he did a long, long profile on Bam Adebayo yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. And the title of it was on the front of ESPN all day yesterday. Bam Adebayo is the fiercest, best NBA player you don't know. And it's a really, really cool piece. You get to learn a lot about the origins of Bam, where he came from. And some of this we know. I know Anthony Chiang's done some really good pieces on Bam and his mother growing up in North Carolina in a trailer and stuff like that. And Bam is a proud, self-proclaimed mama's boy. His mom is there at the games all the time. She is always on the Jumbotron. Rooting him on, and you know, I think it's a really cool story in the fact that it tells the story of Bam just being a really good son and the relationship they have. It talked about like when he was a rookie how he couldn't handle road trips because he was away from her, because his mom lives on the fifth floor, like they live in the same building right now, and he lives up in the high rise and she lives on the fifth floor, so it's a really close relationship. But I think the interesting thing that Heat fans are gonna love of it is. You get to see Bam in this piece. You get to see the edge that this guy has, and what I mean by that is, he got a lot of anger in him, like a lot of that fuel. And I can just tell you, as a guy who we've interviewed Bam, being around the guy, he's about in the cameras a lot of times. One of the most fun loving guys.
Yeah.
He's always joking, super super nice individual, but. This is a piece that just talks about like the fuel that makes him go. And this is just, I mean, off the bat, Robbie, I mean, what a quote this is. I mean, Pat Riley on Bam. And this is why you have Pat Riley. You want him to write it. You want him to speak at your most important life events because of lines like this. On Bam Adebayo, Pat Riley says, quote, "He's the Zoe. He's the UD. He's the Dwayne. They were the standard bearers. Bam is that person. He is the real deal."
Woo!
That. Put me in the ground. That's a quote I would want on my gravestone.
You eating this crap up?
Crap!
Like chip.
Crap!
No, I'm just saying.
What?
I'm not saying what he's saying is crap. It's just.
Oh, hey. Maybe you didn't hear it. He's the Zoe. He's the UD. He's the Dwayne. They were the standard bearers. Bam is that person. He is the real deal. Man.
Question.
I get the chills. Leroy, I got a hoodie on. I got the chills just reading that.
You got the chills because it's cold as hell in here.
No. I think it was the Pat Riley quote. This is one of my favorite excerpts, though. This is from Bam's pre-draft workout. Lowe writes, "Heat officials began to drill. They were really there to see. They asked Bam to switch on to perimeter players, including Justin Jackson, another prospect in attendance, and stay in front of them. Adebayo turned to the Heat brass, including Riley and Spoelstra, and shouted, 'Oh, you got me effing confused. You got me effed up. You don't know who I am.' As the stops, kills in the Heat parlance piled up, the trash dog followed." Oh, it was explicit, Adebayo said, "and it was not friendly taunting. Adebayo was not smiling." They were like, Spoelstra says, "We were like, is this guy crazy?" Jawan Howard, then a Miami assistant, locked eyes with Dan Craig, the coach running the drills. "Our eyes got wide," Howard says. "We said, this is a Heat guy. To have the balls to say that in front of Pat Riley, to say, 'You're not going to pick on me,' that's a Heat guy."
Woo!
Man. I got the goosies just reading it, Leroy. Unbelievable. This is another one. You want another one, Robbie?
Please.
Dwayne Wade texted Bam Adebayo before this season and says he wants him to break all his franchise records. They even have a pending bet on Adebayo's season stat line, though neither will disclose the terms. We know, you know what we call that, Leroy? A text passing of the torch. Yep.
Dude, it's yep. Friday.
Like, Dwayne Wade is texting you and says, break all my records?
You know what? Let me explain something to you.
What?
You know why D-Wade could say that?
Why?
Because they have.
No, what are you talking about? We've had now. Hey, remember when everybody looked at Alonzo Mourning crazy when he was on our show? This was 2 years ago, and he told us.
You guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. You just don't see that side of me too often.
That's not what I was referring to, Robbie. That's not the clip I was referring to. I was referring to when he told us that Bam Adebayo was going to be in the rafters one day. Like, just flat out saying, he's going to lead us to the promised land, and his number's going up in the rafters. I mean, now all of a sudden, everybody's saying, yeah, we think this guy is going to be one of the cornerstones of the franchise. Whew. Man. Do you want another excerpt from the Beast?
No, but you can give it to me.
Bam Adebayo before facing Karl Anthony Towns last April. When the Heat were in Minneapolis to take on the Timberwolves last April in the Final Four, Payne organized a dinner with Calipari. Payne was one of the assistant coaches there. He was kind of like Bam's guy at the at UK. Mm-hmm. Organized a dinner Calipari, Adebayo, and Karl Anthony Towns, another Kentucky alum, the night before the game. Payne told Towns in front of a group, take it easy on my baby Bam. Don't embarrass him. Then Towns replies. He says, it's on the coaches to send double teams. I could feel Bam's leg shaking under the table, Payne says. At the Miami walkthrough the next morning, Spoelstra rehearsed the coverages on Town, including double teams. F that, Spo, yelled Adebayo. We ain't doubling. It was okay. I guess we're not doubling, Spoelstra says. Towns finished with 13 points, 11 turnovers, the most of his career. Adebayo swiped 4 steals and coaxed Towns into a traveling violation and an offensive foul. Quote, I took it personally, Adebayo says. He texted Payne after the game. Payne says, you think he respects me more now?
Hey, you got to have nothing but respect for a guy that talked trash and back it up.
Man, I love this. I love this.
It's deep.
Deep. It's just a lot of great stuff. I mean, if you're a Heat fan, you got it. Give yourself 20 minutes. Maybe it's a session on the bowl. Whatever, you need to get away from some guys. Fire up this piece from Zach Lowe. It's been tweeted all over the place. It's absolutely fantastic. You even get some great insight from the guys currently on the team, where they're talking about the guy in the huddle that Bam is he's been leading huddles now, and that he's always a guy, never pointing fingers. He's just a very uplifting dude. But he's taken that vocal leadership in year 3 and has really cranked it up. And I think Jimmy's probably furnished a lot of that too, helping him find his voice.
You know who's the most upset about all this?
Hmm.
Justice. Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be my thing.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Because remember, they were saying similar things about him.
Not this.
I mean, not, you know what I'm saying?
Not this.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so glad it's the All-Star break. And
what are you worried about, man?
No, he's got time. I mean, I'm sure this article, by the time that he play the next game on Thursday, this article will pass.
Oh, so you think that this is going to be the rat poison, that this is
going to... But there's no game, so we're good.
All right.
Robbie, that's all...
It's All-Star break. Maybe it might mess
with... Robbie's like the exterminator, right? He's quick to call out rat poison in every situation. Uh-oh.
It might affect him in the skills competition.
This is why we say about Robbie the Degenerate, that he's the Zoe. He's the UD. He's the Dwayne.
Oh, by the way,
the standard bearer.
I got boxing in online. Mm. I got boxing in text.
How so?
Because I said, hey, normally, Jordan, Dominique, Dr. J.
Oh, yeah. I got the list for you of all the judges, by the way.
And then somebody texts in, hey, Leroy, last year it was DJ Khaled and Shaq.
You want to know who the list is this year?
Yeah.
All right, you got Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
But you also got a Candace Parker.
Okay.
You got Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
Then you got Common, and you got Chadwick Boseman, a.k.a. Black Panther.
Well, one of the reasons why Common, I think Common is from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman, I thought was a California guy.
Uh-huh.
Or Vontae Mack, if you watch Draft Day, he was that guy. or Jackie Robinson.
That pretty much... But we've gotten away from having dunkers through the dunk contest, right? Yeah.
I mean, I think Black Panther
and that dunk. Might be why D-Wade's doing it, too. He's a Chicago guy.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So
I'm sure he's gonna be all over the place.
Oladipo, remember he did the he put the Black Panther mask on for one of his dunk contest
moves.
Yes.
Well, you're gonna see a lot of D Wade, I think, over the next week, because not only is his jersey getting retired next week, but he has the ESPN documentary debuting. So I'm sure we're gonna get a lot of Dwayne Wade in our life over the next 10 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with more after this.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names.
The shimmy.
Jimmy!
Watching Steven Adams last night hit a half-court heave. I don't even want to call it a shot. It's like a half-court heave. He, like, threw it on up, Robbie, very casually.
Yeah.
And sunk in, then gave us the old New Zealand shimmy right in the Pelicans' face. So you had that yesterday. The Thunder ended up winning 123-118. Zion Williamson did top his career high. He had 32 points.
Damn.
So he's been on a roll this week. Pretty good for the young. Is he going to be able to chase down Ja Morant? That is the true question.
I
saw him yesterday. He was at 3-1. I think they put his odds at, Robbie, which seems still very, very short odds for a guy who just came back. And Ja Morant's got his team in the playoff picture. It seems like, you know, it's pretty rough for Ja Morant. He's a guy put up half a year.
I mean, if he's dropping 30 points a game, like, that's gonna be it's gonna be hard for the voters to say no to Zion Williamson.
Rookie of the Year is a tough one because they did the same thing with Luka and Trae Young last year. Like, there was all this last minute momentum for Trae Young, even though, like, he really sucked the first half of the year,
right?
And then all of a sudden he came on like wildfire in the second half of the year, and they were like, Trae Young. It's like Luka's like, hey man, I was doing it the whole year. So this isn't quite the same scenario because Zion was hurt. It's not like he stunk up the joint, but he wasn't playing.
Zion has to be part of that, of the festivities this weekend.
Yeah, he's playing tonight. He's in the Rising Stars.
Right. I'm just saying, like, are you kidding me? The way, like...
You know who I think is coming for blood tonight? Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, yeah. He's in a slump.
Kendrick Nunn seems like he's going to take about 40 shots in the Rising Stars game tonight. What say you, Leroy? Like, Kendrick Nunn has been very vocal about the fact that he's not been in the Rookie of the Year picture, even though he's won Rookie of the Month in the Eastern Conference every month this season.
Who? Didn't somebody win Player of the... Giannis won Player of the Month every month.
Yeah, which he probably should.
Right.
That's I feel like LeBron's pulled that move before.
By the way, Team USA tonight, 4-point favorites, huge, and Team World has Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic is playing in this?
Yeah.
Really?
We talked about this the other day. He's playing in both. He's playing in the Rising Stars, and he's playing in the All-Star game.
Isn't this his second year, right?
It's his second year.
I just feel like at this point, if you're going to be an MVP candidate, maybe Rising Stars is a little bit beneath you.
I mean, I guess.
I saw that Devin Booker made the All-Star team off the commissioner's list, so maybe he now does. So now does the NBA live up to Devin Booker's standards? Because he said when he didn't make the All-Star game that this isn't the NBA he fell in love with. But now is the NBA he fell in love with because he was commissioner pick? I'm just curious. I would have
took Bradley Beal, so he feel even more aggravated.
Yeah, Bradley Beal's going to be like, what, Devin Booker, this guy got in before I did? Unless he was already in, which...
No, I think he had... Because I think they have to go west for west.
Okay.
I think that's the way that has to go. Otherwise, so I don't know. I think that's why Bradley Beal probably didn't.
Even though they're not playing West versus East anymore, they're just
That's how. Like, you got to have, I think, the same number of All Stars from each conference.
That makes
sense. So I think that's how it works. Okay. But yeah, Devin Booker, he replaces him in the All Star game and the 3-point contest. So now he can stop crying. Just saying, he's very vocal.
I mean. Can Duncan Robinson, anybody but Duncan Robinson, win a 3-point contest, or do they all shoot that well?
I mean, I got to see. Let me see. The 3-point contest. I think it's.
I know, but Davis Bertans, that dude from the Wizards, is in it.
Let's see. 2020 Mountain Dew 3-point contest. Here's who we got, Leroy. You got Davis Bertans. I remember him against the Heat in Washington. He can light it up. Devin Booker, Devontae Graham from Charlotte, Joe Harris from Brooklyn. He won it last year.
Defending champion, yep.
Buddy Hield obviously can light it up. Zach LaVine is not he didn't want to do the dunk contest. He wants to show he's more than a dunker, so they put him in the 3-point contest. Duncan Robinson and then Trae Young.
I believe Brent Barry is the only person to win both. the 3-point contest.
Joe Harris is white, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. For Virginia.
Yes. I remember that last year.
He went to Virginia.
Yeah, so that's the – do we have odds, Robbie, or is this something that we need to save for maybe an 820 segment?
There's odds. I can tell you the odds.
All right, let me see. What do we got for odds for tonight?
I know Duncan Robinson at one point was the favorite, but the prior to – the injury was Damian Lillard. He was the favorite.
Okay, so we've lost the perennial favorite. He is no longer in the contest. Damian Lillard is ridiculous. I mean, he's pulling up from the logo like it's just casual at this point.
So now Trae Young is the favorite at 4-1. And then Joe Harris, 475. You got Buddy Hield plus 550. Bertans plus 450. Devin Booker plus 500. The new favorite. Duncan Robinson plus 325.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And then Zach LaVine and Graham are long shots at like plus 1,100.
I've seen
How can he not?
I've seen, I mean, I got to tell you, one of my favorite things going to Heat games is watching Duncan Robinson warm up. I mean, he doesn't miss. He's so pristine. And like the drills him and Chris Quinn run together, it's really fun watching him warm up. I mean, I know a lot of guys, like, they'll say, oh, like everybody can make those shots warm up. I don't understand. But this guy's routine. To shoot, like all the different angles that he comes from, the different situations that he gets handoffs from. It's a lot of fun. I think that'd be really cool. Plus, the Heat own this contest. I mean, this is
Dwayne Wade pointed it out. Like, you know, James Jones,
Capono, Daquan Cook, and Glenn Rice, the great Glenn Rice, Leroy's boy.
I think they never lost.
Wayne Ellington lost.
Right.
Ellington lost. He brought shame to the Heat.
I mean, he was terrible. He wasn't even that good in it, wasn't he?
I think he came in second, actually.
Really? I think he got to like the he was the first. He was the best of the guys that were eliminated in the first round.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he got. I thought he got.
He
to
had
the
a
finals.
Good run, but it was just not.
Didn't we have somebody lose in the finals too? I feel like we did. I can't remember. Did Chalmers?
No.
I'm trying to think. I feel like Chalmers was like second place or something like that for something.
Chalmers.
Yeah. Why is that coming to my mind?
No chance. Chalmers?
Yeah. I feel like he participated.
No chance.
Some texts are going to know.
All right, hold on. I think I got the list coming up right here.
There is no chance.
Why is Chalmers coming to mind?
All right, here's the article from the
He's not known as a three-point
Nobody's
shooter.
Got onions. He's got one of the
Onions biggest, don't get you into that
He's got one of the biggest shots in college basketball history.
Okay. A shot. Onions. That doesn't get you in a three-point contest.
I got it for you. So, according to the article from IRA, that Robinson will be attempting to be the Heat's fifth winner with Glenn Rice, Capono, Cook, and James Jones. But then he goes, other Heat participants in the three-point contest have been John Sunvold, that's 1989, who's fifth. He finished fifth and then third in 1990. Glenn Rice in 1991, Cook in 2010, Jones in 2012, and Mario Chalmers finished fourth in 2012.
Told you.
You said he was runner-up.
And James Jones, I think in that same contest, was third.
Oh, yeah. I knew in my mind there was some. Did he won? I feel like he won something that week, though.
The skills competition?
Mario Chalmers has a trophy in my head for some reason.
The celebrity basketball MVP?
No, man. I think he won something for real.
And Ellington was fourth in 2018.
All right. We'll try and find that out. 67974. You can text show driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Rob, we'll get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.